Hey, beautiful humans. Today's episode sounds like bliss because we're chatting about the treasure in my notes app. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. So, superstars, listen up. It's my birthday this Sunday. If you are listening to this live, it's my birthday on Sunday, the 3rd of March. And my birthdays have been typically, historically, very interesting times. They have always been a time for, of course, great reflection, but also a time of great. Oh. Oh my gosh, just big questions come up for me during my birthday, typically. It has historically been a time where something will come into my attention that I've been pretending doesn't exist. I will be asked to look at something very difficult. And so I always find that as I come around for another trip of the sun, I am faced with some big decisions. It's always been really interesting to me when people come into their birthdays and it's nothing but rainbows and moonbeams. And I'm like, hang on, I'm over here having another existential crisis. I'm happy to share that I do believe that has shifted for me. I'm really excited about turning 32. And I do believe that that is largely to do with a lot of the work I have done as it pertains to our last episode around women's autonomy. I've made some big choices in my life over the last few years and made some really hard decisions that have just helped me come home in the most beautiful way. And so recently I was in the air on a plane and I was going through a major declutter, as I like to do at the turn of a new year. I was going through my Dropbox. I was going through my Evernote. I was going through my notes app on my MacBook and just deleting, refiling, you know, sorting that out so it's nice and sassy in there. So everything's all organized and beautiful. And I came across a note that was simply titled 31. Followed by a full stop. And as I read this note that I'd written to myself, tears sprung to my eyes because I was able to reflect on and remember the type of life that I was calling in for myself. And as I read through this, I'm like, wow, all of this has been created in the last year. And so what I want to do is I want to read you this note. Some of you might call this scripting. I want to read you this note. I want you to feel the energy and the essence and the hope behind it, the desire behind it, the willingness behind it, the willingness to show up. And then I want to share with you some reflections on the reflections, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully as you come to the end of this podcast, I'm planning for this to be really short and sweet, but you'll feel inspired to write yourself a note or to script an aspect of your life that you would love to see transformation in. So this was a note to myself having come to the end of my 31st year, which is, hey, that's me right now. G'day. How the bloody hell are ya? Let's go. Happy New Year, Tara. Pop the champers, baby. Here you are, having soared out of your Saturn return, wiser, more playful, with more depth and more context. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of the way you navigate your life and weather the storms and prioritize feeling good. I'm so incredibly proud of so many small, nuanced things about you that make you inherently you, things that make me absolutely love being in your company. Like how you get up early to be with spirit in stillness, how you find solace and beauty in your breath while the world is sleeping. I love that stealthy little tomboy beneath the surface who, let's face it, is always going to be there, no matter how much you try to deny her. I love your laid-back Aussie bogan slang that pipes up from time to time, your desire to skate and snowboard and adventure this beautiful planet of ours. I love how willing you are to look deep within at what's present for you, so you may become more present for the rest of the world and your relationships. I love that you believe in ease, but that you're not at all interested in cutting corners. I love that you are so damn willing to love yourself, this earth, me, your soul, the people in your life, your creative work, strangers. This is so beautiful about you, the way you gather communities in service of their rising. Thank you for doing that. I love that you don't make excuses for your emotions and that you claim sovereignty as a value of yours. We've had the most amazing wild ride, but I'm telling you, Tara, it's only going to get more magnificent. 31 is a year of deep love, of boundless creativity, of boundaries that feel so snuggly and nourishing that your energy can't help but spill out and touch the multitudes. 31 is the year of raucous laughter, lightness, and play. You skate, you have full moon dinners with your girlfriends, you run with Layla, you travel solo to spaces, and you giggle in delight and sauciness every single day. 31 is a year of outrageous prosperity, which gets mindfully and soulfully circulated in the most conscious and yummy of ways. How good did that feel, by the way? 31 loves you. It was the best year yet for you, strengthened by your connection to your values and to your commitment to your soul's path. 31 was incredible, just as you expected it to be. Kiss, cuddle. Everything here eventuated in my note, apart from having full moon dinners with my girlfriends. Oh, we really got to get on that, I tell you what. But everything eventuated. And the reason I wanted to share this note with you is because I wrote that not from a space of having all of that. When I wrote this, I was desperately scrambling to hold my marriage together. And part of the way, and I know that some of you will be able to relate to this, when we are in this personal development world and when we want to create beautiful lives, sometimes our coping strategy for moving through the difficulty in our life is to make everything our fault. Because if we make everything our fault, then maybe we have control over it and maybe we can move through it and maybe we can fix it and maybe we can change the entire relationship. And you know what? Sometimes it's just not all our fault. And there was wisdom in this note. Like I know when I read back on, guys, I'm really opening up to you here. This was not part of the plan, but I know that when I wrote here, 31 is a year of deep love. The vision that I was holding here was that my marriage would transform. But the wisdom beneath that was that 31 would be a year of deep love. That the most loving thing that I could have done for the entire planet was to let that relationship dissolve in the form that it was. You know, 31 is the year of raucous laughter, lightness, and play. When I wrote this, I was strung out. I didn't trust the circumstances in my life enough to let go, you know, to just float in the ocean. I wrote this out of hope. I never laughed as much as I did last year because I allowed that relationship to dissolve, because I allowed myself to come into deep love. 31 is a year of outrageous prosperity. Yes, it was, because my sexual energy was freed up to become creative energy. There was wisdom here that I never could have tapped into. This note to myself, I thought was a note, hey, Tara, you can do the work. You can do the work. You can do the work. And I did the work, but not in the way I expected. And yet still, how curious that that brave work that is required is the work that catapults us into freedom, sovereignty, autonomy, love, delight, ecstasy, connection, play, prosperity. Did I already say that? I want to highlight that. So please pull out a pen and paper. Please allow this wisdom of yourself 12 months from now. And we've all done this exercise, right? That the power of looking back on that, forgetting that you ever wrote it, and being surprised and delighted by the wisdom innate in your soul who's trying to freaking get through to you, sister. She's trying to get through. Allow this to be one channel that she comes through on. Allow your soul to speak to the path that you are yet to tread. Because as I read back on this, in the present moment, being who I am made me so proud and so cognizant of the contrast that is required for us to experience beauty. And that all, when we put it in context, that all sounds like bliss to me. Friends, thank you so much for being here and tuning in today. I appreciate your presence like you simply wouldn't believe. If you found value in today's podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and share this episode on your social feed of choice. Instagram is my digital playground and you can tag me there @Tara_bliss. If you're feeling particularly generous, leaving a review on iTunes will help get these sounds into even more eardrums. Thank you so much in advance for that. For show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump on over to tarabliss.com.au/episode9. That's episode and then the number 9. And subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment right here, right now. Bye-bye now.